Culture 9. Exercise 1, page 78.
The fastest game on grass. They've been playing hurling for well over 3,000 years in Ireland, which makes it one of the oldest sports in the world. The earliest record of it is in a myth dating back to 1200 BC, where the legendary hero Cú Chulainn wins a fight using a slite, a hurling ball. Today, hurling is still played mainly in Ireland, but you can find matches being played across the world. And there is also a women's version called camogie. A hurling pitch is about the same width as a football pitch, but much longer, with goals that are the shape of an H. Each of the 15 players in a team carries a hurley, a stick made of a very hard wood called ash. It's shaped a little like a hockey stick, except that it's flat and has a wider end. Players are allowed to swing their hurleys over their heads and hit the ball into the air to send it across the pitch, which is why all players have to wear helmets. Each match has two halves lasting 35 minutes each. There are two ways to score points. The first is to hit the ball into the goal, the bottom half of the H, which is protected by a goalkeeper. This is called a goal and is worth 3 points. The other way is to hit the ball through the top half of the H, which scores 1 point. Whichever team has the most points in total at the end of 70 minutes wins. If it is hit well enough, a hurling ball can travel at 150 kilometers per hour and 110 meters in distance. This means the ball can travel from one end of the pitch to the other in seconds, so games are fast and furious. That's why hurling has the nickname, the fastest game on grass.